KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly developing late, a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor offers you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We do show some light showers occurring over portions of south central Harrison through central Harrison County, between the Interstate 680 corridor and up through Dunlap and Dow City and Denison. And those showers are generally moving off to the east-northeast. In the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two Atlantic residents suffered serious injuries during an accident Tuesday morning. The crash happened on Highway 83 or Marnie Road just before 8 a.m. south of Glacier Road. A 2013 Hyundai Elantra owned by 28-year-old Elizabeth Ford and driven by 35-year-old Michael Miller was southbound on Marnie Road approaching the railroad overpass when the vehicle veered into the east ditch and struck a metal railroad bridge abutment. Ford, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was airlifted to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Miller was airlifted to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The car was considered to be a total loss. The crash remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac, and the Atlantic Police Department. Red Oak Police Tuesday evening arrested a Clarinda man on drug, alcohol, and other charges following a traffic stop. 36-year-old Michael Wayne England II was arrested at around 5 p.m. for driving while suspended, unlawful possession of prescription pills, and open container of alcohol as a driver. England was also cited for failure to hold valid insurance. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a Central Iowa woman was arrested early Tuesday morning on drug and theft charges after authorities investigated a vehicle in the ditch off Interstate 80 at the 24-mile marker. Authorities say 23-year-old Leslie Rodriguez of Pleasant Hill was arrested at around 12:23 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and theft in the second degree with regard to a stolen vehicle. Deputies recovered a black 2006 Acura TL at the scene along with about a half a gram of marijuana. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report on an arrest they made over the past week. On Tuesday, 41-year-old Jonathan Adam Ray of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ray's bond was set at $5,300. Sunday evening, Mills County deputies arrested 21-year-old Matthew Omar Davis of Shenandoah at Highway 34 and 295th Street for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. Also on Sunday, 56-year-old Dwayne Bogie of Malvern was arrested for OWI first offense, and 36-year-old Helen Tupper of Malvern was arrested for public intoxication. On Saturday, 33-year-old Joshua Anderson of Highland Ranch, Colorado, was arrested in Glenwood for public intoxication. And on July 21st, 51-year-old Edwin Isham Jr. was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant, the warrant for a sex offender registry violation. His bond was set at $2,000. Authorities in Mills County said also one person was transported to the hospital following an accident Saturday afternoon on Jessup Avenue. Gary Fichter of Council Bluffs was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Creighton Medical Center after his motorcycle collided with another motorcycle. That accident happened at around 3:25 p.m. Saturday as Bradley Osler of Council Bluffs was making a U-turn while driving a 2014 BMW motorcycle. Osler told deputies he made the turn after his hat blew off. In the process of the turn, his cycle was struck by Fichter's 2007 Harley-Davidson. Both drivers fell off their machines after the collision. In our funeral announcements, Max Harrington, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Max Harrington will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ole Daniel Olson, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Ole Olson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Zoe Van Eaton, age 17, of Greenfield, died July 20th in Nashville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Zoe Van Eaton will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lotus Paulson, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lotus Paulson will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Bud Carlson, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A gathering of family and friends of Daryl Bud Carlson will be Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kimberly Jo Antisdell Knapp, age 55, of Walnut, died Sunday at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Kimberly Jo Knapp will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Idris Nielsen, age 90, of Council Bluffs and formerly of the Oakland area, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Idris Nielsen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational Church of Christ in Oakland. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Jesse Olson, age 90, of Audubon, died July 22nd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Jesse Olson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Regina Yount, age 89, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Regina Yount are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.